Amir al-Sunnat can a Hafiz take money for reciting Quran during Salatul Taraweeh in Ramadan? If not, then what's the reason? Almost in every masjid, money is collected to give to the Hafiz for this recitation of Quran. People serve him in this manner. I request you to give answer in this regard.
It is haram for Hafiz to take waste for recitation and for the committee to make such arrangement and to give money as donation for this purpose deliberately is also haram. Instead of reward, it will add to sins. People might have been shocked. They might be thinking that so and so Maulana also does that. People should act upon the teachings of the person whose kalima they recite, which is the imam whose kalima they recite. Well, do they recite kalima of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? So people should act upon what the deputies, the pious and the knowledgeable Islamic scholars of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said to us in this regard. My leader Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was Rasul's follower. He was a big scholar and jurist. He have give verdicts in Fatawa-e Razaviya Sharif. It is haram to give and take wage for recitation of Quran as well as for the recitation of Milad. He gave these verdicts. Maktabatul Madina has published a booklet namely Naat Khwa or Nazrana, which contains its references and justifications which people can go through. As for wage of recitation of Quran during Taraweeh, Sharai rulings are given in Faizan-e-Ramzan, Faizan-e-Sunnat, Volume 1. So don't be shocked in this regard, the Taraweeh in which Quran is recited. I mean the recitation of the Holy Quran, not the education. Wage for education is allowed, but to take wage for Taraweeh is also haram. Because it is not must to read out Quran in Taraweeh. If complete Quran is not recited, any surah from Quran can be recited. If people don't find anyone who recites correctly and doesn't take wage for it, it's okay. It won't disturb Islamic system. Worldly fame and status should not be the case in this regard. Calling the best Qari in the sense that the one who recites and finishes Quran very fast, so speedily, I mean finishing the Quran in 6 or 5 days. And someone is like a computer who finishes in 3 days. Their recitation of Quran is just like formality in which few words can be understood. Is it not correct? Aren't they unclear? I don't know what it is. It is Sunnat-e-Muqadda to finish Quran during Taraweeh, where both the one who recites and the listener are present. In this case, it is Sunnat-e-Muqadda, so recite Quran. It is haram to recite with unclear words. Reciting Quran completely with one unclear word leaves Sunnah unaccomplished. And thus, it is not complete Quran in 27 days. People utter many words carelessly like this. If people really find anyone who recites correctly, and he keeps on reciting Quran till 3 days, in which the words are clearly heard and spoken, if he bears in mind and fulfills the important rules of Tajweed, which have to be followed during recitation, which are obligatory, then okay, recite in 3 days, let me tell you about the wage. Whether it is given with pleasure or without pleasure, in both cases it is haram. Whether it is decided or people promise to give a good reward, or it is understood that the money is given every year, which is the practice, and the Hafiz knows that they will give, the committee knows that they have to give, or else he won't come again. So this is understood. This is the justification of giving the wage. This is proved by justification. And this is also haram. Deciding that so and so amount will be paid is also haram. Both situations are haram. As for justification, there is a condition in which it is allowed. It can be allowed if the wage for Taraweeh is not decided. For example, a Qari has to recite the Holy Quran in front of the people. He has to take money as well. Those who recite the Holy Quran as well as Naat Khwa can set the wage for time. They can agree on half an hour or an hour. The Hafiz who recites Taraweeh can also do it. The committee and the Hafiz should agree on it. Or those people who call the Naat Khwa, or those people who call the Qari, I mean the organizers, they should decide with regard to the date on which they require Qari to give half an hour, or what he would take for so and so time, or they will give so and so amount. For example, they can ask him to come on Saturday night from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. I mean for half an hour, and that they will serve him by offering rupees 500. He can say yes to them. So the time from 9:30 to 10 p.m. they have hired from the Qari, and they agree to pay him so and so amount for that. The time is hired. So in that half an hour when the Qari will arrive, or suppose they have decided that they will ask Qari to make recitation in this half an hour, they should not say it before deciding, not in the course of deciding. They should say after deciding. Okay, They can ask him to come for recitation. They can ask him to recite Quran for 12 minutes during this half an hour. Or they can ask for half an hour. If the Qari recites for 2 hours instead half an hour, he can do it. If the Qari arrives at 9 p.m. and starts reciting, but the wage is decided between 9:30 to 10 p.m. from 9 to 9:30 p.m., he is not entitled to earning the wage. An Afwa can also set the wage in this manner. It is the wage for time. Similarly, the committee can ask a Hafiz to give time from the night of sighting the moon till the night of 27th of Ramzan. They can ask him to come on daily basis from the time of Salatul Isha. I mean from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. They can ask him to give 3 hours on daily basis. What he will take, or they themselves can offer, saying that they will offer 12,000 rupees. If he is agreed to give 3 hours daily at night till 27 days, they can ask the Hafiz to do what they mutually decide. After deciding, they can ask him to recite Quran or to lead Salatul Taraweeh and to lead Salatul Isha also. So in these 3 hours, they can ask him to work according to his strength and capabilities. This will be allowed and the committee will not be considered as a sinner. He has made agreement of time, not of the recitation of Quran. He will earn reward. Committee and the Hafiz both will earn reward, alhamdulillah.
Let me tell you about a doubt that people usually have in mind.
Labbaik.
Maulana, you people are strange enough. First you forbid from taking money and now you are telling the procedure as to how the money can be allowed by setting the wage for the time. You suggest that he should be informed about leading Salah later. Doesn't he already know that he has to lead the Salah? And that he has to recite the Quran? If he already knows, first you set the wage for the time and then you ask to lead the Salah. You don't want to ask him beforehand about leading Salah? What you allow is to set the time first and later to ask for Salah. Come on, what you people talk about? These days people usually have this mindset as well. These people make objection whenever we elaborate to them any ruling about Sharia. They talk like this to prove that they are right. And you are aware of their opinion well enough. I request you to give some Madani pearls to them. You can convince the Nabkha and the Qari. Some Nabkha have told me about it as well, that they have been convinced by you. But when they try to convince other people, they ask them what that is. If the Qari and the Hafiz try to convince the people in the committee, they will also certainly not agree with them. They will say to the Hafiz, what are you talking about? So, I request you to advise such people who have this type of mindset and who don't agree. And so the common people will not argue anymore. I mean, the religious respectable people could be saved from the listening to the people's argument. To convince common people is a bit difficult task to do, you know. It will be good enough if the committee and the common people understand this. Should we not facilitate the respectable people like Qari and Ufaz? Otherwise it will become difficult for them to convince people. How many people will they convince?
Wisdom is always likely to criticize. Base your deeds on devotion. The person who complies with what the Islamic scholar says is an obedient person. I don't say it, this is said by Islamic scholars. Let me give you an example. When alms were presented in the court of Holy Rasul, he didn't use to accept. Instead, he used to offer it to his indigent and destitute companion. After the indigent companion, who deserved it, had received alms. I mean, if the indigent companion offered some of the alms to the Holy Rasul out of the quantity that he had received, the Rasul used to accept. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this has been proved by the one whose kalima we decide. Who can deny it? And thus alms turned into shari'i stratagem, which has been proved by Quran and Hadith. I will request all the devotees of the Holy Rasul that whenever an Islamic scholar tells you a shari'i ruling which you are unable to understand, for the sake of Allah, try to control your tongue. Remember that, lest your faith be in danger. Consult other scholars about it. Listen with patience and don't refuse immediately. The person who elaborated the Shari'i ruling, talking against him will be a big offense and an act of disrespect. It is ignorance, so please don't do it. Repent if you have ever done it in